The event put on by Lexington Community Radio, titled On Common Ground, included performances by local artists from all over the world, like the Shabani Family Singers, a family of refugees from the Democratic Republic of the Congo who arrived in Lexington earlier this year. After the music, a supportive audience that nearly filled both the Kentucky and state theaters heard from a panel of experts featuring José Antonio Vargas, a widely acclaimed journalist, filmmaker, and author who founded the nonprofit Define America to defend the rights of immigrants. He and other panelists spoke about changing public perception, highlighting factors like the economic contribution of immigrants and issues of morality in immigration law.
I, as a person, am not illegal because people can't be illegal.
Vargas says he defines America as community, adding that he and others are working to create the language of not only inclusion and respect, but of dignity. He went on.
According to the chief actuary of the Social Security Administration, undocumented immigrants, workers, have contributed $100 billion to the Social Security Fund in the past decade.
Vargas also spoke about the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program and what it means for Kentucky employers.
You have about 5,000 DACA recipients in the state of Kentucky. So if you are employing a DACA recipient whose DACA expires, what are you going to do? There is the law, and then there's the morality or immorality of the law. Are you all prepared to live in a gray legal area, right, that you are employing somebody off your status? So I think to me that's part of the conversation.
And Vargas had another point to make.
Immigrants are more than your labor. So we are more than the exotic ethnic food that you like and you can't live without. Until we treat people, as more than just labor and as more than just work, I think we will permanently create like an underclass of sorts.
Marilyn Daniel is a Lexington lawyer specializing in immigration. In response to calls she's heard for immigrants to, quote, get in line for legal entry, she points out that the line just for legal entry of siblings of U.S. citizens is 20 years long.
The lines are there, but the vast majority of the undocumented population can't get in any of those lines. The truth is, our system does not give them any way to get legal.
Daniel continued.
The Department of Homeland Security reports that in 2017, they had 181 million admissions. That means people who came in legally. Now, it's not exactly 181 million people, because some people come in more and go out more than once. That's more than half of our population, number-wise. So you have 181 million people coming in and out of this country, and they make up the 62% of the undocumented because they don't live. Walls will not stop that.
David Carpenter is executive director of the Japan America Society of Kentucky. He spoke to the economic importance of immigrants and foreign investment.
We are very fortunate in the Bluegrass region, especially in Lexington, of the foreign investment in our international community that live here. Just speaking about Japan alone, 47% of all foreign investment into the state comes from Japan. We currently have 206 Japanese corporations that call Kentucky home. I mean, who in this group doesn't know anyone that doesn't have some kind of relationship, that knows someone that works at Toyota or drinks bourbon? You know, 51% of the investment of bourbon now is Japanese owned. You know, that's our economy.
Carpenter also says he's proud of Lexington for the progress being made here.
We have a 13-year-old son who is white, blonde, blue-eyed little boy, but he attended Maxwell Elementary Spanish Immersion Program. And I was blown away by how many people would say, why would you want your kid to speak Spanish? Why would you not want your kid to speak a second language? You know, so, but I think we're getting there, you know, and I'm very proud of our community here that's doing that.
Local restaurateur Dan Wu pointed out that 1 out of 7 small businesses in America are owned by immigrants.
Your favorite restaurants are owned by people named Saul. They're owned by people named Ilias. They're owned by people named Martin. They're owned by people hopefully named Dan.
Wu concluded the panel discussion with a directive to the audience, asking everyone to use whatever privilege they have to help those without it, saying, in paraphrase, after you've walked through the door, hold it open for those behind you. I'm Arlo Barnett, WUKY News.